The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and we're about to share an eco postcard. Each week, I bring you a few snapshots of what's going on in our beautiful world in terms of our relationship with nature. Some of the stories are sad or angering about the damage being done, and other stories are uplifting about repair and restoration. I hope these snapshots help you find your own pathway to protect the people and planet you love. So, as usual, first I'll talk about upcoming events, and one upcoming is... I mentioned it last week, a webinar by Des Casey, who is talking about how we can act on the climate effectively from our workplace. It may have to do with how we heat our workplace or how much paper we use and waste. There are all sorts of things you can do in the workplace to help the climate and help nature. So that's July the 25th, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Listen in your lunchtime. To register, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website, and you will be have access to this free event. Okay, from time to time, I say something about what other countries, other cities are doing about some of the problems that we are also facing, in the hope that we can learn from and get inspiration from actions elsewhere. So I have previously mentioned Paris as an exemplar for remarkable action on the transport system. And so here is an update. And I just want to remind you that that beautiful woman, Mayor Anne Hidalgo, who took office in 2014, is still doing a remarkable job in her capacity as the leader of that city. So Paris has closed more than 100 streets to motor vehicles, tripled parking fees for SUVs, and removed roughly 50,000 parking spots. It's constructed more than 1,700 kilometers of bike lanes. And they have really set their minds on ending car dependence and adding, of course, to the beauty of that extraordinarily beautiful city. Another city that's done some really interesting things is Edinburgh in Scotland, the capital city. Edinburgh has banned advertisements for airlines, for SUVs, sports utility vehicles, along with ads for cruise lines and oil and gas companies to tackle climate change. Edinburgh's council announced on Tuesday a few weeks back that it had moved to exclude advertisements and sponsorship for high carbon products and services which undermine the council's commitment to tackling the climate emergency. It's banning ads for all companies that extract, refine, produce, supply, distribute, or sell any fossil fuels. Polluting companies and arms manufacturers have also been banned from sponsoring events in the city. Edinburgh's action could be described as historic in that it's the most thorough and complete policy passed yet by a national capital. Very interesting, very impressive. Okay, coming back home, a new study by climate scientists shows us that as the climate warms, annual average rainfall won't change a great deal in most of New Zealand. However, there will be a big difference. On a day-to-day basis, wet days will have 10% more rainfall and dry periods will be 10% drier. So we're going to have more extreme dry spells punctuated by increasingly supercharged rainfall events, says lead researcher Luke Harrington from the University of Waikato. So you can expect more extremes year by year too. So there'll be some years with mega rainfall and also some years of extremely dry weather. This, of course, is not good. Not good for horticulture, not good for agriculture, not good for the beauty of parks and gardens. David Frame, a climate scientist at the University of Canterbury, said this research shows we can expect the worst of both worlds to happen simultaneously for many regions of Aotearoa as temperatures continue to rise. Okay. I wanted to mention an interesting matter that I don't see very much featured in the stuff that I read, and therefore I don't include very much on our session. But it has to do with actually one of the most powerful levers possible to change things for the better, and that is changing our mindset, because what we do in our relationship with nature depends on how we think about nature. And the characteristics of the Western industrialized way of thinking about nature is often that we humans are separate from nature, and that our position is to dominate nature, to use nature, exploit it, extract from it, use it for our purposes, and then cast away somewhere else the waste from our processes. And this, of course, has led to the frankly dangerous situation that we're in, which is both a resource problem. We've used a lot of resources. We've used so much habitat that we're extinguishing lots of nature's creatures, and the waste, particularly that we emit from burning fossil fuels, is heating our planet. So this idea that we're separate from nature and we dominate nature is a big problem. It is suggested that a helpful mindset to move towards would be seeing ourselves as part of nature, a node in the web of life alongside all the rest of the web of life, and that we have capacity to protect and restore the damage in nature, and that a proper mindset is one of reverence, awe, and wonder at the marvelous intricacies of nature, and that we're utterly interdependent on nature, and that we, to use the words of Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh, we're in a state of interbeing with nature. We're just part of the whole. Now, you may already be thinking that this mindset is common to many or most indigenous people, particularly Maori. At the time I spent in Canada, the First Nations people there would refer to all my relations. All my relations are the other species, and Maori refer to their ancestors, the mountains, the rivers, the forests. So we're related to the entire web of life. That we must observe it for signs of health or ill health and protect it. It sounds simple, but it's hugely important to begin to correct course from our dangerous current pathway. That is it for today, dear people. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards is Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.